Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Return, and it is playoff time. And you are here with P-Rex, and with me, as always, is...
The Champ.
And E-Rock.
All right. And I am hosting this week because the Champ has come down with a little bit of a sickness.
A sickness that changes my voice.
And it's called the playoffs.
Oh!
So the question
am I
is,
right?
are you down with the sickness?
Ooh,
and are you down with The Return? And are you following us on Sport Talk? So help me get on there. I probably shouldn't make you
at
laugh.
P-Rex. I know, because it's just it's like a cough laugh.
It's like a sad laugh. Coach. Like,
yeah. Thanks, Kwai. All right, well.
But yes, we got an exciting segment for you. Of course, as E-Rock mentioned, we are in the playoffs. So we are going to be breaking that down again, going through the same segments that we always do. We're going to
do E-Rock's playoff prediction.
Yes.
Sorry, E-Rock's playoff reactions.
Yeah,
right?
E-Rock's playoff reactions, Champ's choice.
That's right.
And then P-Rex's.
Whoa, don't be so meme.
Oh, don't be so meme. How
they
could
plan
I forget?
That out.
I don't know. This is kind of an improv thing. I'm just a sub today. So you might have to work with me here, and we'll get through this together. Okay. Yes. Don't
Ben,
be so mean.
Ben
One
we'll
of my
do.
Favorites.
Oh,
and then
classic.
We're doing P-Rex's playoff posse. And then.
Probably the best part of the show because it's the playoffs.
Well, predictions.
That's what I'm saying is we
yes.
get to talk predictions. We get to preview
yes.
the games ahead.
It's so sad we're down to just two games.
Down to two games.
Yes.
Down to four teams.
Two episodes away from you guys saying bye-bye.
To the return.
To the return.
Welcome to the drought coming after the NFL season into the offseason. So
yes.
It never ends, P-Rex. You don't have to be upset.
It doesn't end. But I'm always upset when football's gone. But the thing is, Champ.
It's never really gone.
During the drought, we're going to have some new football to talk about.
Oh, we have some new football.
And that is going
to
be fun because
we
are getting our own semi-pro team here. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, a semi-pro team that actually has legitimate NFL prospect players.
That's cool.
I'm excited.
And on top of that, we have the Pro Bowl, guys. I mean, right?
No.
There's probably no game that's more exciting than the Pro Bowl.
Womp womp.
That's the game of the week. it's like the All-Star game. It's like they don't try.
Yeah.
Well, isn't it Urlacher and who else that's the team captains?
I don't even know. That's how lame
okay.
it is.
Well, I know Urlacher is because that dude's a freaking monster.
I kind of like how they did change that, though. It's more like a fantasy draft. You kind of get players who
yeah.
you pick. I like
teammates
it that way.
Teammates can hit each other now.
Yeah.
Could
I
never
like
do
that.
That in practice anyway.
No.
Well, I mean, most of the players are not wanting to get hurt for the offseason. I don't know. It's like, why do it if they're not even going to perform? Anyway, we're not going to get stuck on that tangent.
No.
But one thing that we did stray away from is the last segment of that show. The last segment of the show is where we make predictions.
Here we go.
And if you make predictions in the correct order, thou shalt be named.
Your philosophical name, our philosophical name.
Please tell me.
P. Nostradamus Rex.
P. Nostradamus Rex.
Oh, thank you.
Now, the only game that E-Rock and I got wrong, if I'm correct, was
the
Chargers-Patriots.
Yes.
Okay,
but
so
that was
a fluke, man. The Chargers did nothing that game.
They got stomped.
They got stomped hard.
But the thing is, to be fair, we all had the same predictions.
Except that one game. Yeah, so at the end of the day, yes, you are P. Nostradamus Rex, but... This week, we have even better odds of all being called our philosophical names because there's only four.
But we don't. You don't know what's going to happen.
No, I don't. And
it's
playoffs. I have bold predictions, too.
Playoffs?
I think you guys are going to be really surprised by my Super Bowl pick.
I think.
Somehow
I
feel like I'm not going to be.
Oh, E-Rock won't like it.
Well, our new predictions, right?
Right. What was our Super Bowl picks?
So my new prediction for the Super Bowl pick
was Rams-Chiefs. Are you strong with that?
Well, yes. I do think that's a legitimate possibility.
No, but is it the pick for you?
I think, yeah, it is.
Well, we got to hold on
you're
to
right,
that.
Let's hold
that's
on
a
that.
Whole
yeah,
different
yeah,
segment,
you're
man.
You're jumping segments. Come on.
Rex.
All right,
oh,
I'm hosting the show, sick
right.
man. Get over there. Stay in your corner, all right? Go cough yourself a lullaby.
Okay.
All right.
I'm really
that's
sorry.
That's not a fake cough.
That's a bad thing. That's not fake. I'm going to take a drink. Hold on. All right, but yeah, let's get the first one.
All right, so let's roll into our first segment with E-Rock.
Yeah, yeah.
Who gives better reactions than E-Rock's playoff reaction? Presented by Sport Talk. Guys, it's E-Rock's playoff reactions.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
That's
E-Rex,
totally right.
You struggled for the name. I know it's new to all of us, so it's okay.
Well, I'm just...
You're new to this.
I struggle getting back into the host segment here.
That's right.
You know, where I have to remember all the segments. I'm normally just here blabbering on.
Blabber, blabber.
Wibbity, bibbity.
Yes. Exactly.
Filling your ears with sweet, luscious soundings.
Luscious wibbity, is not bibbity. The word.
Listen,
okay.
Let's
go ahead and jump right into this segment.
It's a known fact. This podcast with my voice puts children to sleep, all right?
Yeah, because they have to cry themselves. It's like, okay, let's move on.
Okay. All right. So we had a great first week, or I guess second week technically of the playoffs.
Well, it was divisional round. It's technically first because the wild card isn't necessary. It's the playoffs.
Yeah.
Okay, so of the four remaining teams, this is kind of geared towards these four teams, okay? So this one is, let's just say it's almost like a 2-1 special, so you got to kind of answer both of them, okay?
Saucy mayo.
So this is, here's the statement, this is the best championship games, should probably say, we've had in years. The next one being, these are the final four teams we all wanted. So it's a two-parter.
I'm going to say that's an overreaction.
On which one?
These are the final four teams we wanted.
Yeah.
Really?
I think a lot of people wanted to see the Bears.
I for one, did want to see the Bears.
Which is surprising because you're a Packers fan.
I am a Packers fan, but I'm also a realist. The fact that a defensive player can change a franchise dramatically, I wanted to see him go all the way. I did.
Wow. That was beautiful.
But tell me you're not excited to see
that. Oh, I'm stoked.
These four teams... basically show why offense this year is what wins championships.
Because
they are all the number the top four scoring teams in the league.
Yeah.
So we're not saying that it's an overreaction in the sense of the question, but I think a lot of people did want to see the Bears, and that's like the only one, and maybe the Chargers on the AFC side.
More so the Bears. The Chargers don't really have a fan base. I think everyone like
but
would
everybody
have been okay.
Wanted Philip Rivers to get that chance, you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a good
start. He's a bit of a redneck.
Okay.
He's got 9 kids. They have 23 fans, and 9 of them are his kids.
That's funny.
He's sick, ladies and gentlemen, but he's got jokes.
I got jokes.
Okay, so going to the Chiefs game against the Patriots.
Yep.
Everyone keeps talking about the Patriots run game because they have Sony Michel, who is beasting right now.
He's
and basically
good.
When he's on the field, I think they said it's like 70-some% of the time they run the ball.
Oh wow.
And then when James White is on the field, he basically does nothing but catch the ball out of the backfield. But they're expecting a huge running performance out of the Patriots. So my question is, or I guess my statement is, the Chiefs defensive front will shut down the Patriots running game like they did the Colts. Mm.
That is an
that's kind of a couple weeks ago, I would have said that's like absolutely not. But we totally shut down the Colts. Like
you
they
did.
Had no offense whatsoever.
But here's the thing, E-Rock. We watched the Chargers shut down Baltimore's running game, which they were known for primarily. They had Gus, who's a decent running back, and then they had Lamar, who primarily relies on his legs. And the Chargers shut that down. And we saw no life or signal of breathing from that Chargers
no
team.
Pulse.
There's no pulse.
But a huge difference, though, is that Andrew Luck can actually throw the ball. So it's not a one-dimensional, the Ravens, they're going to run the ball. It's a matter of, is it their running back or is it their other running back that classifies as a quarterback?
So you're suggesting, based on the play for the previous few games for the Chiefs, especially the Colts game, they will stop the Pats. That's what you're suggesting.
Yes, they'll stop the running game of the Pats.
So it's not an overreaction for you.
I think it is an overreaction.
I also believe it's a slight overreaction.
I will agree slight. Because you can't base one stellar defensive performance.
Look
because
at the Saints.
It was stellar in the Colts. It was a stellar defensive performance, but this is the Patriots. Like,
wait, but can we do that?
That is the classic response, but
E-Rock,
it's the Patriots.
E-Rock has done this whole season, this whole time we've been running the return. Can we simply say because it's the Patriots.
But every ESPN analyst will say the exact same thing.
It's
I can't bet against the Patriots because it's the Patriots. They've
been here eight times now. So upsetting to me.
Okay, well, let me give you an alternative here.
Okay.
Bill Belichick was able to determine the scheme necessary to establish a running game last week against the Chargers, a defense that is known for shutting out previous running teams. That, for me, is my basis,
sure.
Right? So that's a little bit better than saying it's the Patriots. Maybe I should say, but Bill Belichick. Would that be better? Like,
yeah,
the guy is
a football
genius. Okay, he knows what to do. He's very shy,
but
he's a football genius. So I say it's an overreaction.
All right. Well, let's move on to the next.
Okay.
One. That was a good statement.
Okay. So the next one, moving on to the Rams game. So I don't know if you guys remember after the last time these two teams played, Marcus Peters got destroyed in that game. Michael Thomas took him to town, went out to dinner with him, and
jokes.
So did you guys see the interview afterwards with Peters?
Yes.
Where he basically said he can't wait for a rematch, and did he say he'll take Sean Payton out like and go eat some gumbo?
We'll go get some gumbo.
Something
right.
like that.
Yeah.
So my statement
but
is
elite, you know, not me.
So one difference elite too in this game is that Aqib Talib will be playing.
I can't do it.
So
6-6
But Talib will play this game, so it's not like Peters will be on Thomas the whole game.
Right.
But my statement is Marcus Peters will be picked on and beaten again. Because that was the matchup that Sean Payton said that they liked, and they exploited it.
Michael Thomas is one heck of a receiver, but Marcus Peters is one heck of a cornerback.
He's had actually a pretty bad year.
So I can't – right. He's not having a good year, but that doesn't make him bad. Like, he still is smart. He plays smart football. And any good football player is going to look at that film from the previous game and figure out every single step, every single catch, every single move that receiver is running. So I can't imagine that he's going to be burned as hard.
Guys, what if a cornerback was intentionally flopping in performance to mess up his tape for other teams to see, and then when it really mattered,
it's a conspiracy.
And then
when it really
mattered,
are you kidding me?
I'm yanking your chain.
Yeah.
All right, I'm jiggling your balls.
Jiggling your balls.
So what say you, P-Rex?
All right. So it's that he's gonna get blown out.
Yeah, basically saying that what happened last game is going to happen again.
I'm going to say that's a bit of an overreaction. And I'm going to say it's a bit of an overreaction simply because I believe in the fortitude of the player mentality, meaning that he got called out, so he's going to try and own up to that. Usually when professional players, like, say, check me out next week, they know if they crash and burn, it's going to be a hard fall.
That's true.
There's a lot more on the line. It's really hard though because Michael Thomas, there's no one like him. Like, that guy can catch in any atmosphere.
When I thought of this one, I was like, this is actually kind of difficult. I think what might help his favor is that Talib is back, so it's not just him and then nobody else. But
I would say minuscule, very minuscule overreaction.
So we wouldn't be surprised either way.
Yes.
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
So moving on to the next one, home field advantage will be a deciding factor in these games.
In both games? Ooh.
Because you have Arrowhead Stadium, where the Chiefs have not allowed anybody to score more than 30 points in 34 games. Just shout out to that. And then the Saints, naturally, the Superdome is just insane. You can't hear.
I say overreaction.
I also will say overreaction.
And this is a strong overreaction. And you're not going to like the answer why it's a strong overreaction.
So you don't think either home fields are going to be much of
factor? It's a contributor, for sure. It definitely is a contributor. It's just the thing is, when I think about these matchups, right, it's the matchups more than anything. Did the Saints get shut down in Dallas?
No, it was in.
It was in the Dome, right?
It was in the Dome.
See, that's the big question mark for me. So many Saints fans that I've come into contact with, they're so easily ready to say, oh, it's home field advantage, it's in the Dome. And I was like, what about that Dallas game, though? Like, that Dallas game was ugly.
But you said it yourself. Can you base it on one performance?
That is true. I did say that. But the thing is like, these guys had the prestige. And Drew Brees, like, he might have a rough
Drew
go.
Brees. You didn't say that. It brought back fun memories.
Anyway. Drew Brees, he might have a rough go initially, but he finds a way to climb back. That was his performance last week. First play, threw an interception, and they gave the Eagles a score right off the bat, right? So they're already fighting an uphill battle. The thing is Drew Brees is an established QB that he's able to come back from that. He was not able to do that against Dallas, and I believe that firmly because Dallas figured out how to get to Brees. Now, this is going to go into my segment a little bit, but there's a defensive presence on the Rams that is quite notable, in my opinion, that could make some serious problems for Brees.
Oh.
It would.
Now, he heard that one.
There you go. That one. That one's for you. That's like a
Thank
pity
you,
one
dude.
For
Thank
Sick
you.
Sam.
For Drees.
Thanks, P-Rex. Okay, Chan, what do you think?
You know, I believe that home field advantage matters. But do I believe that both home field teams are going to win this week?
Well, see, that's not the
question.
Thing, but that it will be a deciding factor in it.
I don't think it's an overreaction for the sake of I think home field advantage matters.
I also believe it matters, but I think it's an overreaction. To think it's a deciding factor.
Sure, I can agree.
Well, and the thing that's interesting about it, too, is that both matchups, they're super evenly matched. Like,
yeah.
The Chiefs are only like a 3.5-point favorite, which basically washes out when you look at that home teams always get that little bump.
Right, and do you think they'd be that favorite if they were in Foxborough?
No, I think it's strictly because they're at home. And the Patriots have like a, 3-5 record on the road?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Yep.
I agree with that.
Okay, so the last one.
Okay.
Experience over talent, over young talent, I should say. Basically, you have Drew Brees, Tom Brady.
Sure.
And then you have Mahomes and Goff. And you have a lot of other young players. And like the Patriots' entire team is experience compared to the Chiefs' entire team, which is youth.
Young talent, yeah.
And then same thing with the Rams. They're super young. So,
except for their defense. Their defense is all
established. They do have more
veterans.
Of a vet, vet D, but the offense is young.
Yes.
But the idea of would you take young, impressive talent, or would you take the experience?
Oh, E-Rock, you're getting into some stuff.
This is deep.
Man, this is deep.
Guys, I thought about this today.
You did. And your question or your statement is that
experience over young talent.
Listen.
Not an overreaction.
99% of the time, the de facto answer is experience.
Absolutely.
This 1% only.
Is that happening?
I'm going to go with youth.
No way.
I am. I'm leaning on youth. I think the Chiefs got it, and I think the Rams are capable. Doesn't mean they got it.
Wow.
Champ, so I heard you say it is not an overreaction.
I don't think it's an overreaction. I think when it comes down to the wire, you want your vets to pull you through, and at the quarterback position is the most critical point.
Especially Vinatieri kicking.
Oh.
Vinaparki. Vinaparki.
Vinaparki, yeah, dude. That's classic. It's so funny. I just think if I had to put a quarterback in a game-winning situation, it would be Tom Brady or Drew Brees for me. Now, hold on.
I can't argue that.
And no one can, but you can't argue either that Jared Goff and Patrick Mahomes are just guys. Patrick Mahomes is amazing. I watch that guy play football, my hair stands up.
Just like his.
Just like I can't even attempt a frog voice right now with the sickness I have. But yeah, Patrick Mahomes is magical. Jared Goff is a very smart quarterback. He makes mistakes though, so I think he's the weakest quarterback out of all four of the quarterbacks.
I would agree.
And I'm sure pretty much any team out there beyond these four would be like, we'll take any one of those four guys.
Yeah, that's true.
Sign us up, we'll take
them. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, oh yeah. But at the end of the day, I'm gonna take the vets over the newbies. That's me though.
Yeah.
Even in coaching, like, it's hard for me to say that Sean McVay would outcoach Bill Belichick in a Super Bowl.
Yeah, and I agree with you, Champ, 100%. But I'm just saying for this week only. Sure. I can see the and youth I doing
hope,
it.
I hope that you're right.
I can see it.
I want to see a Rams-Chiefs rematch,
oh
honestly.
I do too. It's the Super Bowl that we deserve.
Oh, everyone deserves that rematch.
That was such a good game.
That was so epic. But yeah. What are your thoughts, E-Rock? And then we'll go to the next.
Gosh, I'm kind of tossed because I understand the importance of having veteran leadership. But I just look at some of the matchups. I'm like, how are they going to stop some of the Chiefs' offensive young dudes?
Yeah.
Like, they're just so quick.
Tyreek Hill's nuts.
Oh, my gosh. But I think, generally speaking, in this sense, because of the players we're talking about, I would say I'd take youth over the experience. Because Patrick Mahomes, he's clearly not just basically like a first-time starter. Like,
oh, no.
It's almost like he's a seasoned veteran. He knows what's up. So like, I'm not worried about his performance. It's just a matter of
– oh, dude. Oh. We got some good matchups.
So here's a quick tangent.
Okay.
We're getting close to the end here, right? We saw something in Patrick Mahomes that I think was just amazing this year. We can all agree on that, right? Mm-hmm. Do you think that's going to affect the overall scouting process for potential baseball players transitioning into QBs? Because a lot of the skills that they've...
Mahomes.
A lot of the skills that Mahomes is attributed with, they say that he got from his dad being a professional baseball player, that he raised him up with those traits, and like you see it on the field. He's making passes without looking. And
you're talking a lot about his like sidearm throws
and
where
his arm strength,
the guy's coming right at him and they jump, so he just like throws it to the side right around them.
That was nuts.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Man. Like, it's made a real impact in the way he can play. So,
Russell Wilson, he was a baseball player, and he plays really well.
If I'm not wrong, I think there's a QB that like got drafted to the MLB for this upcoming draft.
Oh, yeah, Kyler Murray.
Yeah.
So he declared that he wanted to be in the NFL, and he said the only way he'd drop out of that is if the Oakland A's paid him as a rookie $15
million. Which that ain't happening.
That ain't happening for a rookie, but it goes to show you that guys that play baseball – have a skill set that they can translate into the NFL, and it's a good skill set to have in the NFL at quarterback.
Absolutely.
So you guys still haven't answered my question.
What was the question?
My question is, do you think future scouts are going to look for this?
Oh, I mean, yeah.
I think it'll be a bonus, but I don't think they're going to look strictly at that.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's kind of this trend that we see going on in the NFL, right? It's like, well, with the offensive coordinators, it's like, okay, offensive coordinators do really well at head coaches, so let's go with that trend. And all the rest of the teams kind of adopt it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, there's trends that occur in the NFL, and we see it happen all the time. So that's why I'm saying, like, do you think this is going to be the next trend? Look
sure.
for QBs like that.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, I think there will be a piece of it. But ultimately, scouts are looking for somebody that can throw a ball, can lead a team, and maybe can run on the side.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Okay. Well, that is...
Yeah, that is the end of our segment. Thank you, E-Rock.
E-Rock's playoff reaction.
E-Rock's playoff reaction.
And then what's next, P-Rex?
I do believe it is champ's choice. I do declare.
I do declare.
It's more like molasses coming out
champ.
Of your mouth.
Champ, why don't you take us into it?
Okay. Let's do Champ's Choice right now.
It's always the correct choice with Champ's Choice, presented by Sport Talk.
All right, that was a pretty pitiful entrance into this segment on my part, not you, B-Rex.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was definitely me. I am sick, and as a sick champ, I struggle. They're trying to make me laugh so that I'll just start having a cough attack.
Guilty.
So if that happens, it's because of them. But for Champ's Choice, we're strictly staying on one topic. And as we approach the end of the season, you have to talk about this. Free agency. There's a period. There's a time frame in the off season that is allowed for you to sign free agents, right? So you have a window. And when that window closes, you have to wait until the regular season to pick up a free agent. So what I want to do is just kind of break it down into position. Name some of those players and see what your guys' thoughts are and where they could potentially be a good fit. the top people in those positions, right? We won't spend too much time on it because we want to get to Don't Be So Meme here pretty soon. So, free agency. On the quarterback list, does anybody want to take a guess at the top?
Teddy Bridgewater.
It is Teddy Bridgewater, but also on that list, Tyrod Taylor, Robert Griffin III, Ryan Fitzpatrick, Geno Smith, Brock Osweiler, Trevor Siemian. Actually, no, Brock Osweiler is a free agent. Who got signed, though? Paxton Lynch just got signed to the Seahawks.
Yes.
Which is wild because Paxton Lynch sucks. Good luck with that, Pete Carroll. And then a couple of other no-name guys. So,
well, I thought that list was already a lot of no-name guys.
Good call. But the most notable, I would say, is Teddy Bridgewater. Now, who you didn't see on that list is Nick Foles. And you may be thinking, well, why isn't he on the list? Because he's a free agent. He's not a free agent. He has the option to opt out of his contract with the Eagles. My question is, does he opt out?
Because absolutely.
Doug Peterson did confirm that Carson Wentz is their guy going into 2019.
Do you think he wants to opt out, though? I don't think he wants to start.
I think
he does. Why wouldn't he?
Well, I actually read an interview that he did, and he was actually considering retirement before he signed as a backup for the Eagles. Now, that was the year that he became the dominant player and actually took him to the Super Bowl.
Well, and almost repeated.
Almost repeated.
Holy
this
crap.
Year, you know? But the thing is
thanks,
like
Alshon Jeffrey.
He's postseason Foles is what he's called, right?
It's true.
He's clutch when you need him to be. The regular season, he's not very good.
Oh, those first few games, he sucked.
And I don't understand it. I don't understand like why he can't transition into the regular season and play well. But the thing is like he can't take a team to the Super Bowl, and their current QB,
Carson Wentz
can.
Yeah.
Can take him to Super Bowl. But he just
we
can't stay
really, yeah, he can't
stay
healthy.
Well, he can get them to the playoffs, but he can't play in the playoffs.
True.
Exactly.
All right, so that's a great point, and that's why he's not on the list. But Teddy Bridgewater, top free agent prospect at quarterback, where do you think he goes?
Miami.
Or do you think he stays in New Orleans?
Well, Taysom Hill is the Swiss Army knife. I don't know if he would remain at quarterback too. He's kind of like this hybrid running back receiver. They do the wildcat, and he's, you know, split
out. Well, technically Taysom Hill is like third string because of Teddy,
yeah.
Right? So,
because Taysom really isn't a QB prospect.
But,
you know,
he takes snaps in the wildcat, and he throws the ball.
Yeah, but I just don't think – I mean, even at BYU, I wasn't really thrilled about him playing, let alone –
The thing is like he's always relied on his legs.
That's true.
It's cool that he does it in the NFL, but it's like can you really see him being a starting QB in the NFL?
I honestly hope Bridgewater actually stays in New Orleans and that he just waits out like another year or two until – because Breeze, what is he already 40 or
just
like 39?
Just turned 40.
Like
yep.
Yeah, he doesn't have much longer left.
But he says he has 3 or 4 years left.
I can see it.
Oh, I don't know, man.
Breeze is athletic. I mean, he's still pretty good.
If they win the Super Bowl, do you think Breeze contemplates retirement?
Yes.
If they won the Super Bowl, I think he absolutely – why wouldn't you?
I think if Tom Brady wins the Super Bowl, he would retire.
Which would be funny because who's their backup?
So do we –
like Brian Hoyer.
Do we let him
like
win just to get rid of him?
Maybe. Okay, let's jump to the next position, running back, all right? Top one is Le'Veon Bell. You got Mark Ingram in there, okay? You got Frank Gore, Adrian Peterson. They're kind of old. Marshawn Lynch is old.
So we've fallen off drastically.
Well, but all of those running backs are old.
Yeah.
Mark Ingram's over 30.
Tevin Coleman, yeah. Belil Powell, Jay Ajayi.
Mm.
Jay Ajayi's still, I think, in his prime.
Yeah.
So
very injured,
out of all of them, though, Le'Veon Bell, and they suggest, most reports suggest that he's going to the Colts. Now, Marlon Mack, he's doing really well. They're running back in Indiana.
Yeah.
So,
but I think you'd still want Le'Veon Bell. Marlon Mack is, like, he's good at taking the ball upfield. He hasn't really been, like, a primary source for, like, the outside wheel route, right?
Sure.
You know, for dumping it off at the running back.
Okay, wide receivers, Golden Tate, Larry Fitzgerald, which I did hear a report. He wants to take some time to figure out what he wants to do. He's been with the Cardinals his whole career.
Yeah.
I would retire.
I know. I think he's going to play, but I think he's going to try and go somewhere else.
You think so?
To try it. His numbers haven't gone down, champ.
That's true.
Age means nothing to this
man. And he's
man.
A great guy. He's a great guy.
He's a great guy, and he's still the number one option in Arizona, you know?
True.
So, like, yeah, I'd say give it one more go, Larry.
Dude, Larry in a Broncos jersey? Heck yes.
Sure, go to the Broncos.
Go to the Broncos.
You'd probably be the number one wide receiver.
You know who else is on that list? Tavon Austin. No, Randall Cobb. That's why I was pointing to you, P-Rex.
Yeah, yeah. Unfortunately, I think they're probably going to get rid of him.
Yeah, and the reports suggest that the Patriots should go after him.
Well, of course the Patriots will go after an old receiver.
To turn him into something golden again.
He ain't Randy Moss,
well,
okay? No
so
offense to him.
He's got the ability, but he just has not been utilized. And I don't think that organization understands that. They're going to
sure.
be like, your production wasn't that great. It's like, well, you had a coach that was calling predictable plays, didn't utilize me for my talent like he does with all of the players. But he's gone now.
That's right. On the tight end side, Tyler Eifert. Who needs a tight end? Broncos need a tight end.
Well, he just needs to stay healthy.
Yeah, didn't he come back from like a giant injury?
And then he went like back on another injury.
Ugh.
Yep.
Poor guy.
Too bad for him.
He was good. He just can't stay healthy.
Tyler Eifert.
Yep. Okay, defensive ends. There's a couple of good named defensive ends. DeMarcus Lawrence. You got Ezekiel Ansah, who's kind of been on and off with injury with the Lions.
He's going to be huge.
Yeah, he'll
huge
be big.
A big pickup.
And he's worth the money. He's good.
Okay, defensive tackle, Ndamukong Suh. Is he even worth the headache?
He hasn't really done much.
He had
this
one
year.
Good game that happened to be last week.
Yeah, he's not worth what he's definitely
yeah.
been paid.
Well, I mean, yeah, so I think he's fading for
okay.
sure.
Couple of linebackers, E-Rock, you mentioned it earlier.
D Ford's
on that list, but the number one is Texans' Jadeveon Clowney. So
they're gonna franchise tag him.
I bet they keep him. He's solid on the D on that.
I think
side.
Both those two guys get franchised.
You know who else is on the list? Terrell Suggs with the Ravens, and he has suggested that he'd love to retire in a Ravens jersey.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
so,
he's been there his entire career, right?
I bet
or
they
pretty darn close.
Well, he was with the Raiders, wasn't he?
So that's my guess why they are getting rid of Flacco. That is absolutely my guess because they don't have to pay Flacco anymore because he has a big contract, and they give Terrell Suggs the money. That's my guess. I bet Terrell Suggs becomes one of the higher paid defense players, not the highest, but higher.
But he's not that good anymore, is he?
He's still good.
He's still good.
He's like 75.
He's old.
Oh, God.
He's definitely old. On the cornerbacks, hey, you got Bradley Roby on the Broncos, but the number one is Ronald Darby. And then safety, who's number one? Flip the bird.
Oh, it's Earl Thomas.
It's Earl Thomas.
Earl Thomas.
Yeah, he's available.
Looking
so is
for the
Tyron
Cowboys.
Matthew from the Cardinals, right?
Come on, Chiefs.
Oh,
yeah. Haha, Clinton Dix is on the list.
Yeah, he's not with the Packers anymore.
No, he's not.
The Redskins, right?
And then finally on special teams, Steven Goskowski, one of the best kickers in the NFL in history.
Well, he'll sign again.
He'll sign with the Patriots, unfortunately.
Why wouldn't you?
I don't know. The Patriots are renowned.
Oh,
they're known for offering drastically lower pay cuts for their players because that's the only way you can maintain a championship team.
Yeah.
People have to take pay cuts.
I can't remember what the total amount was, but I think it said Tom Brady has given up at least $20 million to make his team better.
You know why?
Because
his
winner.
Wife
no.
is filthy rich.
Because he knows that if he went anywhere else, he would not be a champion.
Whoa, bold.
And his wife
bold.
Is filthy rich.
Filthy rich.
Prove me wrong, Tom. Go to a different team. Prove it.
All right. Well, we're not going to prove it here because now we're going to jump into our next segment.
In a world where manners don't matter, Sport Talk presents Don't Be So Meme.
All right, don't be so mean.
Don't be so mean.
Another one bites the dust here on this show, The Return. Make sure you follow us at E-Rock, at P-Rex, at The Champ on Sport Talk. Go download the app. Go follow us and subscribe on iTunes and CastBox. I was going to say ChastBox, but that is not right.
It is not ChastBox.
That is not ChastBox.
It is CastBox.
So
basically, you can find us anywhere on whatever podcast service that you utilize.
You can. Just type in The Return presented by Sport Talk, and in a couple weeks, once the Super Bowl ends and we get into the drought, the title will simply change to The Drought, presented by Sport Talk. So, we're going to do Don't Be So Mean, and if I remember correctly, P-Rex had home field last time?
No, I think I did, because I lost the week before.
Which?
Yeah, he won last week.
You're right.
Yeah, so P-Rex gets it.
P-Rex, you get
it. And 4 out of 5 of his answers, guess what the answer was?
Parky.
Parky.
Well, that ain't the case this time. Okay. Right?
Well, what was the one before? Was it Jerry Rice?
I just want a
Who
fair
is
match.
Jerry Rice?
Just give me a fair.
Okay, what's the total score here in Don't Be So Meme, though? It's gone back and forth,
it's
right?
It's 1-1, right?
I think it's 1-1 because we've only played it twice.
Okay, well, we won't do it during the Super Bowl. It'd be the Pro Bowl. Yeah, we'll do Don't Be So Meme one more time. Yeah, we'll do it one more time. So let's do it. P-Rex, this is yours. These are memes that I've found in social media and around the horn, everything, right, in the last week. And it's been, since our last episode, a week and a few days. So it could be before, it could be after some of the events that have taken place, all
right? Right, right.
I should have Googled the crap out of all this, but I didn't.
He could have. Okay, so there's a picture of a coach, and there's a picture of a player, okay? And the coach says, I signed you to win us a Super Bowl. And then there... The quarterback says, I'm taking the team to the Super Bowl, Section 9, Row 3.
It's got to be, I'm going to guess, Nick Foles and Doug Peterson.
Incorrect.
Ooh, oh, that was actually my guess.
That was a great guess, especially for the timing. But it's funny because it's not
I signed
that.
You.
You kind of have to think of the story. And I don't know why this meme appeared this week, but it's funny.
Interesting.
I don't know, so my de facto answer is Parkey and Matt Nagy.
That is
wait, can I guess again without points?
Yeah.
Can I say Garoppolo and 49ers?
It's not.
Oh, dang it.
It's the head coach for the Vikings and Kirk Cousins.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
That is a good one.
I mean, honestly, they did sign him up
to
take him there, and he didn't even get him to the playoffs.
He sucked.
He sucked hard. Okay, so that was a tough one, but it's E-Rock's go, okay? So what team is being discussed in this meme?
Okay.
It's not a logo. It's a rating. Five seconds.
The Bears?
Not the Bears. P-Rex, it's not a logo. It's a rating.
A rating.
See, I was going with that whole C look.
That's a good guess.
That is a good guess. I guess I'm going to go with the Browns. I don't know.
It's the Cowboys. It's a star. One star.
Oh.
That's good.
Clever.
I was trying to think playoff teams. You know?
Most of the memes, the Vikings one was an outlier. Most of the memes were... From this last week.
Okay, so, that makes more sense.
Yeah, that I'll give you that. All right, so here's the next one. And it's for P-Rex.
Yes.
What does Apple and the NFL have in common? The blank always suck. So it's a team that you need to decide. What does Apple and the NFL have in common? The blank always suck.
Trying to think of terms similar.
That's a smart move.
Yeah, this one's tough.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
This is tough.
I make it tough. You know.
I also start blanking on all the teams that played, and I have like right? four that are stuck in my mind.
It's so true.
P-Rex, 2 seconds.
Oh goodness, Chargers.
Oh, that is it.
Dang it! I thought of that like last second. I was like, don't say it. Don't say it.
You got it, man. Nice. That was the timing. So yeah, what does Apple and NFL have in common? The Chargers always suck. It's funny because it's true.
Funny.
All right. So, there is also one more outlier, but since who got that outlier the first time? It was P-Rex, right? So we'll give it to E-Rock.
Okay.
All right. So it's a 10-year challenge. You've seen those memes out there, right?
Unfortunately.
So this is a team, right? And it says 2009, 7 playoff wins. 2019, 7 playoff wins. So I will give you this. It's not a playoff team. It wasn't a playoff team at all. So now you get to pick out of not the eight that made it.
You know, 28 other playoff teams. Okay.
Yeah, so it wasn't a playoff.
It wasn't a playoff team. Like I said, this is another outlier.
So 2009, seven wins.
2019, seven playoff wins.
Is it the Browns?
It's not the Browns. And what's funny is the organization posted this. Like, the team.
So they're like slapping themselves.
The team tweeted this. Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, so P-Rex, your go.
Oh, man. God, there's so many.
There really is. I mean, this is really a toss-up.
How about the Jets?
It's the Lions.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Okay. A 10-year span.
Yeah.
Still only seven playoff wins. And they've made the playoffs quite a bit in that time frame. So, anyway, so let's go to the next one here. Is it P-Rex now?
Yes.
1-0, right?
Yeah, I'm winning.
We're good this time.
It's a picture of a floppy disk. You know how floppy disks have labels on them?
Mm-hmm.
So written on the label is this team name, and then it says Super Bowl Pictures. On the floppy disk.
I'm going to say the Cowboys.
That is right. Oh, man. There are so many jokes out there about how.
There's so many.
Yeah, they won five Super Bowls, but they were all way back in the day.
On a floppy
disk. On a floppy disk, dude. That's classic. All right. E-Rock, your turn?
Yep.
Okay. It's a pick. It's a bag of Doritos, and it has a quarterback on it. So you can either name the quarterback or the team. And it says the flavor of the Dorito is Nacho Year. So you decide the team or the player.
Is it the Steelers?
It's not the Steelers.
Nacho Year.
I mean, previous weeks, the brunt end of all those jokes were
was
the Steelers.
The Steelers, right? But, we're the two outliers, so.
Let's say Dak Prescott.
It is not. It's the Eagles and Nick Foles.
Oh, dang it, that was my other guess.
All right. So P-Rex, your turn.
Right? Yes. Yeah.
Okay. There are two players in this picture. Okay. Mm-hmm. And it's due to the events that have occurred in their time. So there are two players clasping hands, and you see like their muscles, like they're about to do an arm wrestle. But it says dropping big passes in the playoffs. And I'll give you this much. One was a player from this weekend. The other player dropped a pass a few years back in the playoff.
Oh, a few years back.
Dropping big passes in the playoffs. So you need to name both players to get this one right.
I need to name two?
Yeah.
What if I name one?
Then you can have half a point.
How about Alshon Jeffrey?
Alshon Jeffrey is the first.
Oh, my gosh. That was heart-wrenching.
Oh, so sad.
Yeah. Alshon Jeffrey, and then I know it's not Juju Smith-Schuster, but he had a big drop
playoffs. But the other guy is a few years back where he dropped it in the playoffs, and it was critical to their success in the playoffs.
Dez Bryant.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, nice, P-Rex.
Dang, he's on fire.
Yeah. Well, you just get a point for that, right? Yeah, but it's 2-0?
Is it 3-0?
3-0. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
I'm getting smoked.
Okay. Now, E-Rock, it's a picture of a coach, and here's the meme. Wait, I thought we were going to the KFC championship game.
Is this Andy Reid?
It's Andy Reid.
Anything involved with food.
There's been some good ones with Andy Reid.
So funny. Okay. classic. Okay. P-Rex, 3-1. The closest the Chargers have ever gotten to beating Brady and Belichick. It's a picture of a quarterback on draft day. The closest the Chargers have ever been to beating Brady and Belichick.
Was that Drew Brees being drafted to the Chargers?
No.
Dang.
Is it Eli?
It's Eli Manning. Nice, E-Rock.
Good guess, yeah.
Very good. And it makes sense because Eli beats Brady.
Yes. Yes.
But he was drafted by the Chargers.
I had a good.
You had the right mind. You had the right mind. Okay, so what's the score?
I have dose.
He's got two. I've got three.
2 to 3, and it's E-Rock's board.
Ooh.
So we're going to do two more. We're going to be two more.
Okay.
Okay, so this is your chance to win or lose. Okay.
Yes, those are the options.
No pressure.
That is correct.
Fourth down.
It's E-Rock's turn, right?
Yes.
Okay. It's a picture of a running back, and you need to name the running back. It says, breaking, blank, breaks the record for most rushing yards by an offensive lineman. 123 yards. Breaking blank, like breaking news, breaks the record for most rushing yards by an offensive lineman, 123 yards. It's a little tricky.
Because I know there are several running backs that had good weeks. So I know Gurley, Marlon Mack, and Sony Michel.
I think I know it.
And the second part is, I don't know which one of those guys it is.
85 seconds.
I'm going to say Gurley.
Incorrect.
C.J. Anderson.
C.J. Anderson is right.
He's a big boy.
He's a big boy. He's put on a lot of meat.
He has, but he did really well.
He ran 123 yards.
Yeah.
So that would make P-Rex the champ.
Yeah.
Because you stole that from him, but just for fun.
Well, we got two more, right? He can still tie. Well,
just one last one.
Just one last one. So the last one, just for fun. It has a sign.
Wait. What did you say my name was?
P-Rex?
P-Rex.
I think you guys...
That's the only way I know it.
I think you guys are saying it wrong.
Yeah, jeez. Okay, last one.
Come on, guys. That's it for you.
P-Nostradamus Rex, this is your last one.
Thank you.
Notable one-hit wonders. Billy Ray Cyrus, Vanilla Ice, Sir Mix-a-Lot, and what team?
One-hit wonder. That's so funny.
think about it. You can get this.
Okay. One hit wonders.
One hit wonders.
For a team. Playoffs.
Come on now.
Oh, the Eagles.
The Eagles. You got it. Nice, man. Well, that's Don't Be So Mean. That was a lot of fun. But now let's jump into our next segment. Right, P-Rex? You ready?
That is right.
Let's do it. P-Rex's Playoff Posse.
It's time for P-Rex's Playoff Posse, presented by Sport Talk.
All right, everyone, it's time again for the Playoff Posse, and we're going to dive into the four matchups this week. It's crunch time.
Well, the two matchups, four teams.
There you go.
You mean what I know.
Yes, exactly. There's only four teams we're going to be evaluating this week because there's only two matchups. So let's get started right off the bat. Well, first off, should we touch on a little bit of like last week's maybe? Did you guys see any discrepancies with what I put out there?
No, I think everything you said was spot on.
I honestly don't remember what you said.
Oh, okay.
Full disclosure.
Now that's honest.
I'm sure it was good because you were P. Nostradamus.
That's true.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, thank you.
All right, so I'm just looking through this. Okay, I said the Cowboys, Rod Marinelli, and he's the defensive coordinator, right? He was not able to shut down
the Rams.
The Rams, yes. He was not able to shut them down, so he was not able to do it.
Well, there were how many rushing yards?
Gosh, both of them had 100 yards.
279.
Yeah, there were crazy amounts.
It was a lot of yards.
Yeah, he didn't do his job, necessarily.
Yeah, that's a good point.
But, yeah, I kind of feel like everyone else was kind of on point. The Chargers, I put Melvin Gordon, and he did nothing.
Oh, did nothing.
Absolutely nothing. So that was a big game breaker there. So just a little recap. So let's jump right into it.
Okay.
First one, Saints-Rams, NFC matchup, NFC title weight division.
Yeah.
Okay, so for the Saints, I have Drew Brees.
Yep.
It has to be Drew Brees. I was considering Michael Thomas. Excuse me. I was considering Michael Thomas, but Drew Brees is definitely the guy that is the most pivotal for this team. Thomas can only catch a ball if Drew Brees can get the ball to him.
It's true.
And I brought it up several times before, but that Cowboys game has me in doubt. I know they're the favorites overall, right? Don't the Vegas odds have Saints favorites to
Saints
win it?
Saints number one to win it all.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yep.
Yep. So
Which I don't know if I agree with.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't
I think they're the most complete team out of the ones left.
Yeah.
Like, they actually have defense is really what it's saying.
That's true. Because you're right. All of these teams have offensive powerhouses.
It's like, we know they can score.
And then the
Let's
Rams,
be real.
Though.
The Rams.
The Rams got a good defense. The Patriots have a surprisingly decent defense.
Yeah.
And we don't need to mention the Chiefs.
And the Chiefs are there. They have a great offense.
Well, I'll score you. We'll score a lot.
Oh, you will.
You got to score at least 30 on us to
We're
going to
go
compete.
For 67 points. Defense, don't even bother going
don't
out there.
Don't even worry about it.
We're good. Okay.
But, yes, Drew Brees, I agree with that.
You guys agree with that? E-Rock?
Yeah, I can totally get behind that. Maybe, he's got to dominate.
I'd maybe add an Alvin Kamara, Mark Ingram duo as well. I think you need both those running backs to be running well to open up the pass.
The Rams do not really guard against the run all that well, so I can definitely see their tandem doing pretty well.
But yeah, the problem is their strength, their biggest strength on offense is definitely
Aaron Donald.
Right.
Which is my pick for the Rams, right? Now, again, they put a lot of effort into the pass rush, and I think if they keep with that, they could really throw an upset here against the Saints, which would be just lovely. I would be able to feed on all
Chiefs,
those Saints
Rams,
fans.
That's what I'm looking for.
Saints fans.
I'm terrified
despair.
If that would happen.
Yeah, dude.
I have multiple friends that are Saints fans, so I'd just love to rub it in their face.
Yeah, rub it. Rub it.
I honestly would almost say that for the Rams, you either have to have Peters or Tlaib or a combo of them step up and dominate.
Mm-hmm.
Because if Michael Thomas does what he did last time, which was like 200 and some yards, whatever it was, like the Rams don't have a chance.
That's
but
true.
If they can shut him down, who else is he going to use besides his running backs?
See, you're kind of thinking in the right direction. I think it's definitely defense-oriented because we both
Absolutely.
Know that these offenses can score.
Right.
You went a different direction. I completely agree with you. I just think Aaron Donald in the pass rush –
Well, that's how the Cowboys did what they did
exactly.
in the Superdome. They rushed Drew Brees, and Drew Brees got flustered, and so he made mistakes.
Getting Drew Brees flustered is the key to beating that team.
Yep, absolutely.
And that's what I've seen, so that's what I'm
That's what I'm saying.
And Michael Thomas, I don't know if he can be stopped, so stop the source.
That's the guy who's throwing the ball.
Fair.
So
here's a conspiracy. Rams put a bounty on Drew Brees.
Well, the Saints have been known to put bounties on other teams.
That's true.
And that's not a conspiracy, champ. That is proven.
That is fact.
That is so nuts.
Quite pissed about that.
Oh, that's because it was Brett Favre that got attacked, right?
Yeah, it was Brett Favre when he was with the Minnesota Vikings and he was killing
what
it.
What a year.
Oh,
what
it was great. $1 million bounty to tear him up in that game, and I was like, this is ridiculous. I was like, they're killing him out there.
That's so nuts, man.
It was before any of that roughing the passer stuff, you know?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, what a difference.
Yeah. No, it was drastically different. That guy was broken.
All right, AFC.
AFC. Okay. So, for the Chiefs, I put the defense that showed up against the Colts.
Good answer.
That's a good answer.
I mean, realistically, that's... You're not worried about offense on this team. You're worried about shutting down Brady and Belichick's offensive scheme, right? You're worried about shutting them down.
Yeah. Do you know what I can see a lot of, E-Rock?
What? I'm afraid to ask.
Quick passes. I think Tom Brady has one of the quickest, if not the quickest, release in the NFL when it comes to getting rid of the ball. And when you get that quick pass in Edelman's hands and he gains another 15, 20 yards, that's the danger zone.
Well, someone, I don't remember who it was, they're talking about how Bosa was mic'd up last week.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And
stop getting rid of the ball so fast.
Yeah, because I think they clocked it. Like, Tom Brady was getting rid of it within, like,
second.
2.5 seconds,
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, it's quick.
And Bosa couldn't get around the edge fast enough to get to Brady, and it was already being released.
Yeah.
The Chiefs, when they played him last time, they got 2 sacks on him, and most other teams get, like, 1, something like that, just because he gets rid of it so insanely fast.
Yeah, that's why it's critical that the defense that played against the Colts shows up to play against the Patriots.
And if they Absolutely. Do, honestly, I think the Chiefs have a really good chance to win. But if it's the Chiefs from week 6 when we play them, I have no idea what's going to happen.
Which, by the way,
was in Foxborough.
They confirm that it's probably going to be around -5 with wind chill there.
Oh, man. It's going to be cold.
Game day.
So who do you think has the advantage there?
Oh, that's a huge debate right now. I've heard so many people go both ways. Oh, veterans, because they understand. But then it's like young people, if you think about it, when older people are out in the cold, they like kind of stiffen up a little bit. Oh, yeah. Even Stephen A. is like, guys, I don't do well in the cold. You know, so like.
Well, and Tom Brady ain't no spring chicken, you know what I'm saying?
I don't know. I would like to think that the youth would have the advantage in that because.
I think so, too.
I mean, they're younger. I think there's just a huge advantage with that.
But now I'm not saying that the Patriots are just going to fall over and die of cold.
I hope they do.
Oh, everybody does. There's that meme that I didn't share it. It got honorable mention in Don't Be So Mean, but it's the – before it was the Chargers, everyone rooting for the Chargers, and a small sliver of the United States rooting for the Patriots. Patriots won, so now it's the Chiefs covering the United States and a little portion of the United States for the Patriots.
So accurate.
So classic.
Did you guys hear what Brady said on his interview after that win in the playoff game?
Everyone thinks we suck.
Everyone thinks we suck. It's like, no one thinks you suck. Everyone hates you because you're good. Like, don't be an idiot.
It's true.
It's the same thing with, like, what that Golden State Warrior said.
Let's not even get into that. So it's the Patriots is your last one. Right.
Okay, so the Patriots...
Don't get a posse. No,
no, you don't deserve
it. You don't deserve a posse.
I put Tom Brady.
Yeah.
I put Tom Brady, and I think you have to, but I would consider throwing in Gronkowski because, like, if he is on his game...
You mean if both are on their game?
Yeah.
One or the other. You can't have one or the other. Both have to be on their game. Mm-hmm. to succeed.
So no, do you honestly think Gronkowski is going to play well? Because he hasn't done jack this entire season. And last week he had, was it one reception? Something like that?
Well, in that last game, he had a couple receptions, but his couple receptions, I just watched him plow over four or five guys. I was like, that's the Gronk I remember.
Yeah.
It's just they're not getting the ball to him as frequently.
Well, his buddy Eric Berry is slated to play. So we'll see how those two do.
And I saw a report that said that Barry is doing Barry things.
But you know, honestly, you could even throw Sony Mitchell in there. Because if Brady doesn't get it done, like that guy was getting it done on the ground last week, so what makes you think they're not going to get it done against the Chiefs?
Yeah, that's true.
So.
Only time will tell.
Such a fascinating matchup for both of them. I honestly could see either set of teams winning.
And what's crazy is 1-2 versus 1-2 seed. Like, this is what... like classic playoff looks like when the best teams play, right?
And it never happens in the NFL.
No, you always have one wild card that sneaks in, but this time we are going to see good football on both sides.
And I just hope they're good games. You know, I hope it's not the Patriots go out and they win 50-something to 20 or the Rams go out and they're, you know, 45-20, something like that. I hope they're competitive and it's decided on like the last possession.
Isn't that what we always want in a football game? We don't want to blow it. Like that Chargers-Patriots game, what a disappointment.
Oh, yeah, I turned it off. Everyone
shut it off. The viewership went down the tube after the third quarter. But everyone wants a close game, or everyone wants that really high-scoring game. That's why everyone wants a Rams-Chiefs rematch. Because we're going to see 50 points. It's going to make Super Bowl history.
No defense. Lots of offense. It's great.
Everyone loves offense, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's
all right.
Gonna be exciting stuff.
One can hope.
One can only hope.
Well, that does it for P. Rex's or P. Nostradamus's.
P. Nostradamus's Rex's. P. Nostradamus Rex's playoff posse. There you go.
All right. So now we're going to jump into our next segment where we are finalizing the show. We're ending it off here, and it's so sad. But we're going to talk about the predictions here.
That's right.
We're going to go around, you know, and we're going to decide with the matchup who we're going to go with. All right? So there's only two answers this week.
I know.
So there's not a lot
Do you know what that really
means? That means we're all going to refer to each other. It's like, oh, hello.
Hello.
Irakistadl. Hello.
Champ Da Vinci.
Champ Da Vinci.
Hello, Pinocchio.
Well, I'll be wearing our tuxedo, sipping tea.
And top draw.
Shubibdi.
We got him to laugh.
Although I do feel like this matchup, like you guys said, any team could win.
Toss, yeah.
If you want to go ahead and put their names into a hat and I'll just blindfoldedly pick names out, that's about as effective as we can
that
get.
That is probably the effective approach.
Well, then I put on Sport Talk what people were voting. So we'll go in that order. And I suggested that it's the AFC Championship matchup who wins. Unfortunately, no one commented on our posts. Guys, get with it, okay? on Sport Talk Nation, let's do this thing, all right? Anyway, so for the Patriots at the Chiefs, -5 potentially, really cold. 67% voted
Patriots.
Patriots. Yeah,
well, I mean, you can't really bet against them unless you're me and you're from Kansas City.
That is true.
That's what Edelman said in an interview. He's like,
bet against us.
Bet against us.
Well, actually, they've made shirts now, T-shirts that say bet against us, and it's a Patriots logo.
Oh,
I kind of hope they lose because it's like, guys, you're playing the martyr, but you're not the martyr.
We all hope that they lose.
So before you guys make your choices on that, I just want to throw in a couple of things to maybe persuade you.
Oh, well, this isn't a sale. I mean, I know who I'm picking.
Okay, well, who knows? I'm a really good car salesman.
Maybe you're right.
Okay, so number one, the Chiefs are completely healthy. So Eric Berry's back. Our starting right guard, who's been out since like the fifth week of the season, is back and he's playing.
Okay.
So our offensive line will actually be healthy. Defense, you have Eric Berry. Spencer Ware is slated to start as well. So you'll have Spencer Ware teaming up with Darrell Williams.
Williams has been doing pretty good, though.
He has, but Spencer Ware just gives you that, you know, third down and one. Just, I'm going to bulldoze you over. And then the Chiefs, having a lot of 30-point score in 34 games. The next closest to that is 16 games. And Mahomes, that's all I got to say.
So this AFC matchup, that was a great pitch, by the way.
Have you switched over, Chan?
I don't think I have.
No? Okay.
This game is at 4:40 p.m. Mountain on CBS Sunday. It's the later game, so you're going to get prime time.
One last stat real quick.
Okay.
Bill Belichick, in his time in New England, has only allowed 7 times for a team to score 40 points on him. 3 of them belong to the Chiefs in the last couple years.
Saucy. Ooh.
So Andy Reid has his number.
Here's your breakdown. The Chiefs are the number one offense going into this Final Four, and the Patriots are fifth ranked. Defense
for the Chiefs
is 31st,
yep.
But the Patriots are ranked 21st, so they're not quite there. Passing is third for the Chiefs, eighth for the Patriots, 16th in rushing, and that probably dropped once Kareem Hunt dropped. Yep. And then New England is actually fifth in rushing, so this is quite the matchup. Last game in the season, what was the final score, Iraq? I know it's a little salty, but
for what?
The game Patriots versus Chiefs in the regular season.
That was 43-40.
Right.
Came down to whoever had the ball last. It was not us.
So this really is a toss-up game, but what is your pick?
Andy Reid should have iced the kicker. Or should we call it the parkie?
That's rude.
Yep. He has his own category for jokes now. I'm going Chiefs. Like I have to go Chiefs. It's my team, and I strongly believe they have the advantage at home. I'm going Chiefs.
P-Rex?
I'm going Chiefs.
I'm calling Patriots.
Okay.
Okay, that's probably the pick that's going to decide.
Well, that's the pick that got me the win last week. So
yeah. The reason I suggest the Patriots is because, as I mentioned at the beginning segment, I think experience trumps Patrick Mahomes in this one. I think it does. I hope I'm wrong, but I'm picking Patriots. Okay, so let's jump to the other one on Sport Talk. Rams at Saints, 100% voted
Saints.
So what do you guys think?
Well, I think there's question marks for both teams, so I really do think this one is up in the air. The Eagles game was actually too close for comfort.
Yeah, and if Alshon doesn't drop that pass, I think Eagles go on to win it.
I think they're driving down to win right there.
Well, yeah. I mean, he would have got it on the 30 at that point, and they still had a minute and a half.
Right.
They could have easily scored a touchdown and go up by one to win the game.
Yeah. Well, the game was ended by Foles' interception.
Well, yeah. Once it was intercepted, they didn't have enough timeouts to stop the ball.
Mm-hmm.
But they had one timeout left with a minute 30 left.
They had plenty of time to
score. And they were
on
the defensive 30, so they only had 30 yards to go with a minute and a half. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Foles drives and scores. Absolutely, if Alshon doesn't tip that ball. So, anyway, Saints, Rams in the Superdome. Who you picking?
This one is so tough.
Wait, don't pick yet. I'll give you this. Sunday, 1:05 p.m. Mountain on Fox. So you have to listen to Joe Buck and freaking Troy Aikman on his eye. He's got his
Joe
red
Buck,
eyes.
That's the worst guy.
Second-ranked offense in the NFL is the Rams, when the Saints are only ranked at 8th. So the worst offense is the Saints going into this weekend.
Is that based off of yards per game?
My guess is it's overall.
Okay, because so, points, they're all top 4.
Well, that's not really surprising to me because the Saints had a super strong showing for like 9 weeks.
Yeah, and then they
after
just
that 9-week mark, they fell off. It was like after that brutal loss to the Cowboys, which we keep bringing up, but it was a pivotal moment for that franchise, and they did not bounce back.
That's true. That's true. On defense, the Saints are ranked 14th to the 19th LA, so the Rams don't have a great, and that is what's crazy. It's offense. These four teams is offense.
It's
with
strictly offense.
A mediocre defense on both sides. The best defense out there, though, is
the Rams or the Saints, right? Yeah,
with the Rams right behind. You have 12th in passing for the Saints, 5th for the Rams. But Goff has had his days where he hasn't done as well. But he performed pretty well against the who'd they play? The Cowboys, right? He played well enough, right? And then rushing. The Rams are 3rd, obviously. Todd Gurley.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
And C.J. Anderson, the offensive lineman, according to that
Both
meme.
Of them together, over 250 yards.
Yeah, nuts.
Ugh.
And then the Saints are at 6th with Kamara and Ingram in the backfield.
And I think the Saints actually do have a pretty solid run defense, so it'll be interesting to see which of those two forces gives.
Yeah.
Well, the Saints have the number one run defense, but like one of the worst secondaries.
Yep.
Yeah.
So
many interesting matchups like that. It's like, which one is going to give? But one of them has to. But
yep. So I'm going to pick the Saints. Silence.
E-Rock?
P. Nostradamus Rex just kind of looks over at me.
Default. They both look at each other slowly.
This is so tough. Because to me, the other one, because I'm a Chiefs fan, it's kind of a given. Like, I'm going Chiefs.
Right.
But with this one.
This one is tough.
I picked the Saints earlier.
Chiefs,
to,
Saints,
to
right?
be in the Super Bowl. My gut tells me it's going to be the Rams.
Wow.
But it's do I go with my gut or do I go with the pick so I can be ultimately
the champion?
The champion, the winner.
Which, by the way, I stuck with my pick too. I called Saints Pats and I'm sticking with
that. And that's
who
you picked?
Yep.
Okay. Then I guess I have to go with Saints in this one.
So, are you going Rams?
I'm going Rams.
Oh! Guys, I like this.
We're sticking to it. Nice.
Yeah. Well, we all have different picks. That's good. So, there's going to be one. Clear winner.
Let's make this a little more interesting.
Uh-oh.
Shall we?
Yeah.
Champ the gambler right here.
Don't even call me that. But it's true. No. What do you guys think? What should the punishment be? A pie to the face?
What do you mean punishment? Shouldn't it be some sort of a reward
no,
for the one
lose,
that wins?
If you lose, right? Okay, should we do it? The winner gets something? Steak dinner.
I like that. I like steak dinner.
Is that too much?
I'll take mine medium well.
Okay. Okay.
Steak dinner it is, boys. Okay. Where are we going?
Okay, well, we will pick the deciding winner of the Super Bowl when that week comes along. But right now.
But we're going to know.
But we're going to know who has made it, right?
But we're just basing this off
it's of all
the
different.
Teams
who makes it.
Right.
Who
chose
makes it.
To go.
So this week. Determines who gets steak dinner. The other two have to split that steak dinner for
my mouth
guy.
Is salivating already.
I like it.
I can't wait.
I like it.
Now, I hope that I'm buying one of you a steak dinner because I do not want the Patriots to make it. But there will
all
be
we
a,
want is
a
just
small
one,
savory moment if I do
one team out of those 32 just not make it, and somehow they're always in the conversation.
I know. I hate it.
Okay.
All right.
But, yes, that is our show. Thank you for joining us. I am P-Rex. With me, as always,
E-Rock.
Champ.
Be sure to follow us on Sport Talk. You can follow me at P-Rex, at E-Rock, at the Champ. And be sure to listen to our podcast and take...
Share it.
Participate in those polls, people.
That's right.
Content.
Come on, comment.
Yeah.
We could have mentioned you.
Interact. I would have said your name.
Follow us on Facebook, Mountain Valley Sports. That is our show. All right. I am
P-Rex.
P-Rex.
Let's try that one more time.
I am P-Rex.
E-Rock.
And the champ.
And we'll see y'all later. Peace out.
Peace out.
Peace.
Out.